And as I understand it, there are some free haircuts being given away in Medina next Monday. And here to tell us more about those free haircuts, we have Terry Hodgman with Life Care Centers of Elyria, Westlake, and Medina, and Life Care's Regional Director, Kelly Belcher, joining us here in studio. Terry, Kelly, thank you guys both so much for joining us. How are you today?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us out today.
All right, well, let's get into next Monday's festivities. Seems like it's going to be a lot of fun on Veterans Day. You guys are going to be giving away some free haircuts. Now, this is all taking place at Seidel's down on Court Street in Medina. So what are the details on this coming Monday's event?
So starting at 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., we've partnered with Seidel's Barbershop in Medina, offering free haircuts to all veterans. Just need to come in with a ID, our proof of being a veteran, and we're having Joe Tate as a guest there from 9 until 10. He will be autographing some special commemorative leader books that Life Care Centers of America puts out, and also hopefully getting a haircut from the barber shop, compliments of Seidel's Barber. We've partnered with them.
We'll be having pizza for lunch, desserts. We'll be doing raffles, playing some different games. So we're pretty excited.
Very nice. And it seems like it'll be one of those things, too, where I know Veterans Day is always one of those cool days because you get a chance to kind of give back to all those who have served. And I know this is a way you guys are looking at giving back, also free haircuts to all those who have served. And you mentioned Joe Tate's going to be there. Joe, many don't know, is a veteran as well. And he's going to be getting a haircut. You're hoping Joe's actually going to sit down and get his ears lowered? Can he sit still that long?
We hope so.
We're not sure, but we're going to try.
Well, you said there's going to be pizza at this event too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
From Master's Pizza is providing pizza.
My guess is if pizza's there, Joe will probably be there, and he'll be there for a while. So it should be a lot of fun. And how did you guys put this whole thing together? Who all was involved in putting this whole event together?
In the Cleveland market, we have a lot of patients that we serve, men and women that have served our country. And it just is really in our hearts that, I mean, when you think about it, these people have families and lives here and children and so much vested, and they've given so much and sacrificed potentially all of that for our country and for us. And we just feel like something like this is just a little something that we can give back to those that we serve and that have served us. So we're more than happy to do it.
Now, is this something that you guys just recently came up with? Is this an event that was done somewhere else that you guys figured might work around here? How did this idea come to?
Well, Seidel's Barbershop did do this for the first time last year. And they were looking for somebody to partner with. And because we're familiar with Seidel's and they're familiar with us from being in Medina, they approached us on it. And so we were so happy to join forces with them.
You kind of get the idea, too, that an event like this, yeah, sure, absolutely, it's great that vets can come out and get a free haircut on Veterans Day, but it also seems like this could also serve as kind of a networking opportunity for veterans as well, to come out to an event like this, not just get a haircut, but to also mix and mingle and share some stories with other vets as well, right?
Absolutely. It's also my understanding that the local Veterans Service Commission office in Medina is going to be bringing some vets in via the van or bus to get their hair, complimentary haircuts, etc.
Very
like
nice.
You said, network.
Well, free haircuts aren't for everyone. I'm a perfect example of that. I've been seeing the same barber for many, many years. But I think it's always fascinating that the barbershop has always kind of had that feel to it, right? That sense of community. And the sense of community certainly seems to me like that's something you guys want to put in play here to give back to the veterans as well.
Definitely. We're expecting over 100 haircuts to be given over the course of the day, so we're pretty excited.
Now, this is an all-day event too, right? You guys get going early in the morning and you don't wrap up till late at night, correct?
Yes, it'll be 8 to 8.
Wow. Okay, so you got a nice 12-hour window in there to come on out and get a free haircut. Again, it takes place this Monday on Veterans Day at Seidel's, 982 Court Street down in Medina. Joining us here in studio, we've got Terry Hodgman with Life Care Centers of Elyria, Westlake, and Medina, and Kelly Belcher, the regional director for Life Care Centers as well. We're talking about the event on Monday as well. And I also want to throw in this Kindness Day event as well. What's going on with this Kindness Day event?
Well, something that Life Care Centers of America started last year was celebrating World Kindness Day. And what we thought would be a great act of kindness on our part is to collect water bottles, bottles of water to donate. So each of our centers, Medina, Westlake, and Elyria, are taking donations of bottled waters, and then we're donating the large amounts of bottled waters to local charities. So I know that Westlake is doing the Salvation Army, and I'm not exactly sure which charity the other two facilities were doing. Last year we did Salvation Army all around. I believe we were looking into the battered shelter.
The battered women's shelter?
Yes,
is that what that is?
Okay. And that's where we were donating our bottled waters to in Elyria this year. And so we collected over 300 bottles of water last year. We're hoping to make it even bigger. We've got some nice door prizes. So anyone who donates the bottled waters, we're giving out a ticket, and the tickets are being put in a raffle for some door prizes.
And when is the Kindness Day event? When is that going down?
It's November 13th.
Okay, so it's a week from today.
Yep.
A week from today is the National Kindness Day. Okay, very good stuff. Well, I want to bring this back around to you, Kelly, because you, I mean, you mentioned that you were familiar with this whole process before. Seidel's had done something like this a year ago. Being a part of this thing last year, you know, how cool was it to be a part of that? And what were some of your major takeaways from this event a year ago? And how do you feel like this is going to grow this coming Monday?
Last year, we did less than 50 haircuts, so we're expecting more than double. And really, you know, Life Care operates in 28 states across the country, and each of our facilities, we have close to 300 facilities, and we all do variations of similar events for our own residents and patients in the facility and in our communities. So we all look to individualize something to give back in some very small way.
And it seemed like last year it kind of worked out really well for you guys. You're expecting twice as many people to show up this year, too. So 100 free haircuts, you really can't go wrong with that. And I always find it interesting, too, when you're around vets, they've all got different stories. And, you know, a lot of them have different scars and stories behind those scars as well. Did you get that sense of community last year when this event took place? And I'm sure it seems like that's going to give you guys a lot of confidence that more and more people will show up this coming Monday.
Agreed, and we did. I just love hearing them comparing the units they were on or the ships they were on or what battle they were in and hearing the stories and just interacting and reminiscing of the people that they served with and that those who have passed on and just the love and the memories there was just great to be around, great energy.
Joe Tate will be there as well, as we've alluded to. And so one of the last times that Joe was in here for one of the Over the Timeline podcasts, now, I had asked him if he had ever grown out a stash. I assume you guys are cutting facial hair, too, at this thing, right? Is that part of the deal? Is it only the hair on top of your head, or is facial hair at play here, too?
I think we might be able to throw some facial hair activity in there for Joe especially.
Well, yeah, because I don't ever remember Joe not having a beard of some sort. So at least a beard trim, right? Is a beard trim at play at this event?
It's possible, but isn't it No Shave November?
Oh, good call. It is No Shave November.
Right. Well, right?
You haven't heard much about that recently. Usually that's a campaign that takes off on social media, and these guys show their faces completely shaved, and by the end of November, their wives are looking at them and thinking, oh, my God, get that off your face.
Right.
Interesting.
Seidel's barber will be busy November 30th.
Right.
All right, good stuff. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in studio and sharing some more details, not only about Monday's event at Seidel's, but also Kindness Day next week as well. Terry, Kelly, thank you guys both for stopping in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Have a great day.
Thank you guys very much. Again, that's Terry Hodgman with Life Care Centers of Elyria, Westlake, and Medina, and the Regional Director for Life Care Centers, Kelly Belcher, stopping by and joining us as well. Make sure you stop by and check that out on Monday. That's at Seidel's, 982 Court Street down in Medina, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. They'll finish up at 8 o'clock at night. Free haircuts for vets and military personnel.